Hours and hours later, Harry woke quite suddenly in the pitch blackness and gave a small yelp of pain. His arm now felt full of large splinters. For a second, he thought that that was what had woken him. Then, with a thrill of horror, he realized that someone was sponging his forehead in the dark. "Get off!" he said loudly, and then, "Dobby!" The house elf's goggling tennis ball eyes were peering at Harry through the darkness. A single tear was running down his long, pointed nose.
"Harry Potter came back to school," he whispered miserably. "Dobby warned and warned Harry Potter. Oh, sir, why didn't you heed Dobby? Why didn't Harry Potter go back home when he missed the train?"
Harry heaved himself up on his pillows and pushed Dobby's sponge away.
"What are you doing here?" he said. "And how did you know I missed the train?"
Dobby's lip trembled, and Harry was seized by a sudden suspicion.
"It was you," he said slowly. "You stopped the barrier from letting us through."
"Indeed, yes, sir," said Dobby, nodding his head vigorously, ears flapping. "Dobby hid and watched for Harry Potter and sealed the gateway, and Dobby had to iron his hands afterward."
He showed Harry 10 long bandaged fingers.
"But Dobby didn't care, sir, for he thought Harry Potter was safe. And never did Dobby dream that Harry Potter would get to school another way."
He was rocking backward and forward, shaking his ugly head.
"Dobby was so shocked when he heard Harry Potter was back at Hogwarts. He let his master's dinner burn. Such a flogging Dobby never had, sir."
Harry slumped back onto his pillows.
"You nearly got Ron and me expelled," he said fiercely.
"You'd better get lost before my bones come back, Dobby, or I might strangle you." Dobby smiled weakly.
"Dobby is used to death threats, sir. Dobby gets them 5 times a day at home."
He blew his nose on a corner of the filthy pillowcase he wore, looking so pathetic that Harry felt his anger ebb away in spite of himself. "Why do you wear that thing, Dobby?" he asked curiously.
"This, sir,"
said Dobby, plucking at the pillowcase.
"'Tis a mark of the house elf's enslavement, sir. Dobby can only be freed if his masters present him with clothes, sir. The family is careful not to pass Dobby even a sock, sir, for then he would be free to leave their house forever."
Dobby mopped his bulging eyes and said suddenly,
"Harry Potter must go home. Dobby thought his bludger would be enough to make..."
"Your bludger?"
said Harry, anger rising once more.
"What do you mean, your bludger? You made that bludger try and kill me?"
"Not kill you, sir. Never kill you,"
said Dobby, shocked.
"Dobby wants to save Harry Potter's life. Better sent home grievously injured than remain here, sir. Dobby only wanted Harry Potter hurt enough to be sent home."
"Oh, is that all?" said Harry angrily. "I don't suppose you're going to tell me why you wanted to send me home in pieces?"
"Ah, if Harry Potter only knew,"
Dobby groaned, more tears dripping onto his ragged pillowcase.
"If he knew what he means to us, the lowly, the enslaved, we dregs of the magical world. Dobby remembers how it was when he who must not be named was at the height of his powers, sir. We house elves were treated like vermin, sir. Of course, Dobby is still treated like that, sir,"
he admitted, drying his face on the pillowcase.
"But mostly, sir, life has improved for my kind since you triumphed over he who must not be named. Harry Potter survived, and the Dark Lord's power was broken, and it was a new dawn, sir. And Harry Potter shone like a beacon of hope for those of us who thought the dark days would never end, sir. And now, at Hogwarts, terrible things are to happen, are perhaps happening already. And Dobby cannot let Harry Potter stay here, now that history is to repeat itself, now that the Chamber of Secrets is open once more."